In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Francis Adams of Devizes, who died on the 5th of September, aged 94. He served in the Royal Air Force as a chief technician. James Archibald of Gorebridge, who died on the 26th of July, aged 94. He served in the Royal Air Force as a corporal. David Bartlett of Chinner, who died on the 29th of August, he served in the Royal Navy as a sick birth attendant. Hugh Batty of Ripon, who died on the 31st of August, aged 101, he served in the Royal Navy as a petty officer. James Bennett of Wigan, who died on the 5th of September, aged 96, he served in the Royal Signals. Ivor Bennett of Ashford, who died on the 31st of July, aged 88. He served in the Royal Army Educational Corps. Edward Brearley of Nottingham, who died on the 13th of August, aged 89. He served in the Royal Signals as a corporal. Tom Brooke of Sheffield, who died on the 3rd of August, aged 93. He served in the Royal Air Force as an SAC. John Chibnall of Lancaster, who died on the 1st of September, aged 92. He served in the Royal Air Force as a junior technician. Alexander Cook of Sunderland, who died on the 1st of August, aged 95. He served in the Royal Air Force as an AC-1. Ken Shipley Currier of Birmingham, who died on the 27th of August, aged 98. He served in the Royal Signals as a signalman. Richard Dadford of the Isle of Man, who died on the 1st of August, aged 90. He served in the Royal Armoured Corps as a trooper. Eric Davy of Fleetwood, who died on the 7th of August, aged 91. He served in the Royal Air Force as a sergeant. Douglas Downey of Edinburgh, who died on the 13th of July, aged 88. He served in the Royal Navy as a signalman. Edward Edrich of Southampton, who died on the 3rd of September, aged 89. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a private. Neville Edwards of Ross-on-Sea, who died on the 3rd of September, aged 97. He served in the Royal Air Force as an AC-2. Brian Elford of Norwich, who died on the 30th of August, aged 87. He served in the Royal Navy as a petty officer. Bernard Entwistle of Bury, who died on the 21st of August, aged 89. He served in the Lancaster Fusiliers as a Lance Corporal. Basil France of Tavistock, who died on the 10th of July, aged 97. He served in the General Service Corps as a gunner. Peter Gambold of Swansea, who died on the 16th of August, aged 72. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a Lance Corporal. Keith Garner of Scunthorpe, who died on the 22nd of August, aged 89. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a sub-corporal. Gladys Goodbridge of Llandudno, who died on the 15th of August, aged 101. She served in the Auxiliary Territorial Service as a sergeant. Alan Gray of Cardiff, who died on the 3rd of August, aged 92. He served in the Royal Air Force as a corporal. Brian Gresham of Swindon, who died on the 7th of August, aged 97. He served in the Royal Navy as a commander. Ronald Grubb of Leamington Spa, who died on the 7th of August, aged 90. He served in the Royal Catering Corps as a private. Thomas Halsey of Swadlincote, who died on the 1st of August, aged 89. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a sergeant. Roger Hayes of Littlehampton, who died on the 7th of August, aged 83. He served in the Royal Military Police as a corporal. Charles Hemingway of Hull, who died on the 11th of September, aged 97. He served in the Royal Army Service Corps as a corporal. Frank Hodson of Towcester, who died on the 21st of August, aged 94. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a sergeant. Keith Homewood of Tunbridge, who died on the 9th of September, aged 89. He served in the Royal Air Force as a leading airman. Henry Hunter of Inverness, who died on the 1st of August, aged 97. He served in the Royal Air Force as a chief technician. Gordon Isaacs of Uxbridge, who died on the 19th of August, aged 95. He served in the Royal Air Force as a leading airman. Robert Jones of Hayling Island, who died on the 24th of August, aged 100. He served in the Royal Navy as an able seaman. John Jones of Rhyl, who died on the 14th of August, aged 88. He served in the Royal Air Force as an AC-1. Joseph Cairns of St Helens, who died on the 1st of August, aged 88. He served in the Royal Artillery as a gunner. Norman Kenwright of Stockport, who died on the 1st of August, aged 89. He served in the Royal Army Medical Corps as a corporal. John Lacey of Preston, who died on the 3rd of September, aged 103. He served in the Royal Army Medical Corps as a sergeant. Arthur Lee of Heddon, who died on the 29th of July, aged 95. He served in the Royal Armoured Corps as a trooper. Ian Liddell of Rugby, who died on the 4th of September, aged 96. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a sergeant. Joyce Malcolm of Brentwood, who died on the 6th of August, aged 102. She served in the Women's Royal Naval Service. Ian McCormick of Liverpool, who died on the 3rd of September, aged 83. He served in the University Officer Training Corps as a captain. Baden Middleton of Camberley, who died on the 1st of September, aged 97. He served in the Fleet Air Arm as an air mechanic. Kenneth Mole of Cranbrook, who died on the 3rd of July, aged 95. He served in the Royal Air Force. Richard Northam of Wellington, who died on the 24th of August, aged 102. He served in the Royal Air Force as a leading airman. Cyril Park of Matlock, who died on the 17th of July, aged 100. He served in the Royal Engineers as a private. Henry Patterson of Polegate, who died on the 27th of July, aged 93. He served in the Royal Engineers as a sapper. Barry Philpott of West Drayton, who died on the 12th of August, aged 98. He served in the Royal East Kent Regiment as a private. Alan Pyefinch of Slough, who died on the 1st of July, aged 103. He served in the Royal Navy as a telegraphist. Derek Reffel of Plymouth, who died on the 1st of August, aged 85. He served in the Royal Navy as an able seaman. Keith Rivett of Felixstowe, who died on the 30th of August, aged 87. He served in the Royal Army as a signalman. Shirley Robinson of Blackpool, who died on the 5th of September, aged 91. She served in the Royal Army Medical Corps as a lance corporal. Michael Rogers of Southsea, who died on the 1st of August, aged 85. He served in the Royal Navy as a lieutenant commander. George Rusworth of Edinburgh, who died on the 9th of July, aged 95. He served in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers as a lance corporal. Frances Scantlebury of Bodmin, who died on the 11th of August, aged 100. She served in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force as an ACW-1. Alan Sharp of Lytham St Anne's, who died on the 17th of July, aged 96. He served in the Royal Air Force as an LAC. Leslie Simmons of Spalding, who died on the 12th of September, aged 97. He served in the Royal Army Pay Corps as a corporal. Peter Slade of Carmarthenshire, who died on the 28th of August, aged 90. He served in the Royal Air Force as an SAC. Harold Smith of Manchester, who died on the 11th of August, aged 88. He served in the Royal Air Force as a senior air craftsman. Robert Steer of Carmarthen, who died on the 1st of August, aged 96. He served in the Royal Engineers as an engineer. Harry Stubbs of Stockport, who died on the 5th of September, aged 91. He served in the Lancastrian Brigade as a private. Michael Sweeney of Hassocks, who died on the 3rd of August, aged 90. He served in the Royal Air Force as a senior air craftsman. Alexander Taylor of Buckingham, who died on the 15th of September, aged 97. He served in the Royal Artillery. Eric Taylor of Newcastle upon Tyne, who died on the 1st of August, aged 103. He served in the Royal Marines as a private. Stephen Thompson of Guernsey, who died on the 5th of September, aged 91. He served in the Royal Air Force as an AC-1. Roy Truan of St Albans, who died on the 26th of August, aged 92. He served in the Royal Air Force as a junior technician. Joshua Walsh of Clitheroe, who died on the 2nd of September, aged 90. He served in the Royal Engineers as a sapper. Alan Warrington of Swaffham, who died on the 13th of July, aged 87. He served in the Royal Artillery as a gunner. Thomas Wassell of Barnsley, who died on the 11th of July, aged 88. He served in the Royal Artillery as a gunner. Alec Williams of Olney, who died on the 31st of August, aged 93. He served in the Royal Navy as a chief petty officer. Wilfred Wilson of Chesterfield, who died on the 18th of August, aged 99. He served in the Royal Artillery. David Woods of Bath, who died on the 1st of August, aged 96. He served in the Royal Navy as a captain. And Raymond Wright of Barnsley, who died on the 25th of July, aged 91. He served in the Royal Army Service Corps as a Lance Corporal. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff, members and supporters? You can find out more by visiting blindveteransuk.muchloved.org.